There are so many different things that I do not know what to speak about first, nor how to express it. Jesus says, talk to me simply, as a friend to friend. Tell me now, my child, what hinders you from advancing in holiness? Faustina. Poor health detains me on the way to holiness. I cannot fulfill my duties. I'm as useless as an extra wheel of a wagon. I cannot modify myself or fast to any event extent as the saints did. Furthermore, nobody believes I'm sick, so the mental pain is added to those of my body, and I'm often humiliated. Jesus, how can anyone become holy in such circumstances? Jesus says, true, my child, all that is painful, but there's no way to heaven except the way of the cross. I follow it first. You must learn that it is the shortest and surest way. Faustina, Lord, there's another obstacle on the road to holiness. Because I'm faithful to you, I'm persecuted and suffer much. Jesus, it is because you are not of this world that the world hates you. First, it persecutes me. Persecution is a sign that you are following in my footsteps faithfully. Faustina, my Lord, I'm now discouraged because neither my superiors nor my confessor understand my interior trials. A darkness clouds my mind. How can I advance? All this discourages me from striving for the heights of sanctity. Jesus, well, my child, this time you have told me a good deal. I realize how painful it is not to be understood, and especially by those whom one loves and with whom one has been very open. But suffice it to know that I understand all your troubles and mystery. I'm pleased by the deep faith you have, despite everything, in my representatives. Learn from this that no one will understand us so entirely. That is beyond human ability. Therefore, I have remained on earth to comfort your aching heart and to fortify your soul so that you will not falter on the way. You said that a dense darkness is obscuring your mind. But why, at such times, do you not come to me, the light, who can, in an instant, pour into your soul more understanding about holiness than can be found in any books? Your confessor is capable of teaching and enlightening a soul in this way. So at times, you might try to look for many books for reference, how to solve a pain. Jesus said, why don't you come to me? And then confirm, no human being can understand our situation, even the confessor, not totally. So don't be disappointed if you feel you're not being understood. Faustina, she said she wasn't understood, even by her confessor. Only Jesus. Trust only in Jesus. Know, too, that the darkness about which you complain I first endured in the Garden of Olives, when my soul was crushed into mortal anguish. I'm giving you a share in those suffering because of my special love for you and in view of the high degree of holiness I'm intending for you in heaven. A suffering soul is chosen is closest to my heart. A suffering soul is closest to my heart. If you feel your all the suffering, be assured you're closest to the heart of Jesus. Faustina. One more thing, Lord. What should I do when I'm ignored and rejected by people, especially by those on whom I had the right to come in times of greatest need? Jesus, my child, make the resolution never to rely on people. Never rely on people. And trust yourself completely to my will, saying, Lord, as I want, but according to your will, O God, let it be done unto me. These words, spoken from the depths of my heart, can raise a soul to the summit of sanctity in a short time. In such a soul I delight. Such a soul gives me glory. Such a soul fills heaven with the fragrance of her virtue. But understand that the strength by which you bear sufferings comes from frequent communions. So approach this fountain of mercy often to draw with the vessel of trust whatever you need. So remember those words. Lord, as I want, but according to your will, O God, let it be done unto me. They're exactly the words of Jesus in the Garden of Olives. Exactly the words. And he said, this is the most powerful prayer that we can be close to God. Faustina, thank you, Lord, for your goodness, you remaining with me in this exile as a God of mercy and blessing us with the radiance of your compassion and goodness. It is through the light of your mercy that I have come to understand how much you love me. So beautiful for today, isn't enough, no? So suffering because Jesus loved you. If you suffer because you're closest to Jesus, so you're not miserable. Although you feel you're miserable, and don't feel sad because nobody understands you. Never anybody will understand you completely except Jesus. So don't cry. Whoa. Whatever I do, all misunderstood by people, even. You see how nice that we have Jesus. I think today the Blessed Sacrament is a visible sign of secret of Jesus. The same divine mercy, the picture, the Blessed Sacrament. It's a visible sign of the love of God for us. So come to Jesus more often, not just on the phone. Nobody save you. You have to remind yourself at times, if it creates gossipings, if it creates disturbance in your heart, in your soul, then stop that. Stop that. It's not sanctity. Don't tell me that I'm just a simple human being. I'm not like Faustina. I tell you, we are all called to be another Faustina. If you take this as part for you, you see, whatever Faustina says is good for you. This is the grace of God for us. Don't tell me, and don't tell yourself, I'm not up to that great. Nobody up to that great. Even Faustina, there's so much obstacles. So much things that he could not. First, his health. Second, the people. It's not positive. Not positive. Only then requires the highest degree of sanctity. And you too, you are another saint. I don't know, St. Judy or St. Winnie. No, everybody, we are all saints. So have trust in the Lord.